Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, September 21st, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can be only one thing. 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting Steve Wolfong has joined us. Steve, what color chewable vitamins are on the menu for the boys this morning?
Man, I'm running daddy daycare here and got one out the door, got another one here. He respectfully declined the multivitamin this morning. So, but he is eating Cheerios, so he is getting that fiber and whole grain oats with his milk, also dipping some Eggo waffles into some syrup. But y'all aren't here for my four-year-old's breakfast. You're here for the latest in Ohio State recruiting on the trail. And, of course, your weather report, sunny skies in the Indianapolis suburbs right now, sending that down I-70 through Dayton all the way to Columbus.
We could use it. It's a little bit gray right now. Hopefully that will burn off a bit. Let's get a Western vibe going here today. We're going to talk quarterbacks. We're going to talk other interesting topics. First, we've yet to really discuss with you Devin Brown, another quarterback offered by Ohio State from out west, also a committed fella, but in an interesting situation. Can you bring us totally up to speed on Devin Brown and where his recruitment stands overall and where he fits in the new top 247 you guys broke out yesterday?
Well, he was one of the bigger risers, having a terrific senior season, over 40 touchdowns thrown, and really just been a playmaker, prolific passer, and a guy that Corey Dennis, Ohio State's quarterbacks coach, went out and saw in person, throw live, and extended a scholarship to as Ohio State continues to court quarterbacks in the 2022 class. Devin Brown is a guy that has become a priority for them with the way he's playing on Fridays and with the live evaluation. I think Ohio State's an intriguing opportunity for Devin, who got a chance to throw alongside Quinn Ewers at the Elite 11 Finals this summer. And so he knows how he stacks up with the caliber of passer in that room. And Devin was one of the standouts at the Elite 11 Finals, a guy that we ranked extremely high in that camp. That started his ascension in our rankings, and then his senior year sees him go into the top 100. And we'll see how it shakes out with one more update to go before the early signing period in our 2022 rankings. But I think Ohio State is in this one. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but they're one of the real contenders. And so they'll get a chance to impress here and see if they can make a move. Devin was a three-star for us early on in this process. He was a guy that USC identified early and prioritized over a lot of quarterbacks in that region that have had more buzz to them, more higher ranked. And so he's a guy that the USC staff believed in for a long time. And it appears, at least at this point, that was a great evaluation for them. You know, they'll fight to keep him in the fold. But, you know, those guys over there, they loved him. They loved him early on. And, you know, so he's a guy that if even though he wasn't heralded early on in that building, USC liked them more than some of the passers that were getting more buzz and more ink.
Obviously, there's been turnover at USC. How would you address that situation as it pertains to Devin Brown?
Well, I think it's a wait-and-see deal, right? I mean, there's a lot of things he likes about USC, but here he is lining up some options and line, you know, seeing what else is out there and seeing what else could be a fit as USC, you know, gets their situation in order. We're not going to have any answers on USC or Penn State until – or excuse me, 3-2-1. We're not going to have any answers on USC or LSU until Thanksgiving weekend. At that point, I wouldn't think we'll have any clarity before that. And so once they get their new coaches in place, they'll be able to, you know, push for guys that are already in the fold and their new targets.
We're going to get to the other quarterback Ohio State has offered in the class, Ohio and Drew Aller, before we head to break and then bring in Mark Porter. But let's talk about two more Western prospects. We mentioned how Corey Dennis had gone to see Devin Brown. We know that Ryan Hartline was among those to go see the Branch brothers, Zion and Zachariah. Bishop Gorman, one a safety, one a receiver. We have heard that Zion is planning to come for the big Penn State and Ohio State tilt in about 10 days.
Yeah, Coach Barnes out there too, right, to go check out perfect. The Branch brothers. And Zion has been a priority in this class for Ohio State, regardless of position. He's been at the top of the board for as long as anybody. He's a player that Ryan Day and his staff have coveted. They've recruited him as such. I think Zion has felt that. He's extremely comfortable with Ohio State. He knows it's a staff that believes in him, and he's built a tremendous rapport with the Ohio State's coaches, their staff, the program's pedigree, and ability to compete for championships are all reasons why Ohio State's in a good spot, and that's where my crystal ball lies. Blair Angulo with the report, my colleague with the report that he'll be back for the Penn State game. I like the way this is setting up for Ohio State. You know, USC was the program that I was watching closely as the one that could knock off Ohio State. And, you know, maybe they still can, depending on who the new coach is, what assistant coaches are retained. But Ohio State has a lot going for itself in this recruitment as they battle other powerhouses like Alabama and Clemson as well. Zion Branch is a guy that is a young man that can fit in any locker room, great personality. And so he's certainly a fit. At Ohio State, his younger brother, Zachariah, is one of the more electric players in the country, regardless of grade. And he's one of Ohio State's top targets at receiver, along with Carnell Tate. If Coach Hartline and Ryan Day and those guys can land Carnell Tate and Zachariah Branch, they'll be extremely happy campers at that position in the 2023 cycle.
I believe Zion Branch is a free safety, and Xavier Wampa is being recruited for the bullet spot. You've been up on Wampa's recruitment. Do you think those two are dominoes or they're completely separate?
Wampa is being recruited as the bullet. Wampa and Zion Branch are two of the more physically impressive, athletic, long defensive backs in this class. That would be a special haul on the back end of a defense. Those guys both have tremendous traits off the field, captain-like, quarterback of the defense-like traits. And it's easy to see why Ohio State identified them early and has pushed really hard to get those guys in the fold. And really, they prioritize those two. They haven't recruited anybody else. I would say that if Ohio State does not land one of those guys, a guy to keep an eye on maybe for Ohio State moving forward is Alex Safari. He was another recent riser in the 24/7 Sports top 247 player rankings. He's at Lakota West over there in Westchester. He's just a terrific looking prospect. He's committed to Kentucky right now. He's a guy that I think if something were to go wrong with Wampa or Branch, you could see them pivot to Afari.
Which wouldn't be surprising also, because that Lakota West team already has two future Buckeyes on it. All right, let's get to the maybe the most interesting storyline we have going, and that is the offer to Drew Aller, quarterback out of Medina. I know there are some on air who can't understand why we are covering a Penn State verbal commitment, and he did rise to the top of the top 247 quarterback rankings yesterday. He also is in a situation where there is much speculation about coaching upheaval, so we are locked in on that. Give us the latest on what you think of Drew Aller as we head into break here and get Mark Porter's update on him as well.
Well, 24/7 Sports top 247 player rankings, the way those are being done is a little bit different now. We have an in-house scouting department, which has Cooper Patagna, Chris Singletary, and Gabe Brooks running the show on that. And then they receive feedback and insight and counsel from our Midwest analysts, Alan True in the Midwest, Brian Doan out East, Andrew Ivins down there in the Southeast, Brandon Huffman, Greg Biggins, and Blair Angulo out West. With Cooper, focusing in on the states of Tennessee and Mississippi and Alabama as well, and Gabe, Texas and Oklahoma and the Midlands region. And then I certainly chime in here and there as well. But the scouting department, they love Drew Aller. They moved him to number one at the quarterback position. He's a guy that's been trending up with us for about a year now, and he can't trend up any higher in the position rankings right now. Now, he's got stiff competition. I think there's other talented quarterbacks in this class that can continue to push him for number one. But he's a big, strong kid that can make throws accurately from many different arm angles. And he can move. He can buy time with his feel for the game, but also just his overall physical superiority. I mean, he is a big young man. And he's having a tremendous senior season, just has great feel and anticipation for the game. Can make all the throws, and he's still developing too physically. He is big, but by the time he gets through a college football weight program, I mean, he is going to look like a very imposing individual. And again, he's got everything you're looking for as a thrower. And so he's an exciting prospect. He's committed to Penn State, that's because he's got a great relationship with Mike Yurcich. Mike Yurcich was really one of the first coaches to truly believe in him and push for him. And Penn State's an opportunity. You know, they're a program that's knocked on the door of the college football playoff three times. You know, and I think if you know, James Franklin had Justin Fields committed at one point. If Justin Fields signs, I think it's fair to say that Penn State makes a college football playoff and wins the Big Ten championship with the talent that they've put around the quarterback at Penn State. But I think that their ceiling goes up as they improve that quarterback room, and they have two quarterbacks committed in Drew Aller and then Bo Prabula, who's also having a good senior season. He's a good athlete that is maybe he plays with the same style as Trace McSorley. This is as well as we've seen James Franklin at Penn State recruit the quarterback room. I think that everyone has to kind of tip their cap at the way they've recruited every other position. They've had guys drafted. They're a hard-nosed, tough, physical football team that's not scared to play anybody. So, we'll see how this coaching carousel plays out moving forward. But love the trajectory of Drew Aller, and love the trajectory of Penn State's program right now, which is awesome for people that grew up watching the Big Ten. I mean, Ohio State's been dominant, and they will continue to do so. But the pendulum is definitely swinging incredibly hard down in the SEC right now. And if Penn State can, if these quarterbacks are as good as we think, and I really think Michigan's added a lot of speed on offense that they've been lacking in recent years over the last couple of recruiting classes, you can start seeing some Big Ten teams become legit contenders alongside Ohio State for college football playoff and beyond.
Totally agree with that. And also, it's going to be so interesting to watch the carousel, because there are people even saying Mel Tucker will be the choice at LSU. So if James Franklin and Mel Tucker were to bail from the Big Ten, it would certainly change the landscape from a competitiveness and from a recruiting standpoint.
It would also tell you the Big Ten's a stepping stool league outside of a couple programs again. Just being a Midwest guy would be a little bit disheartening.
There's one of those programs is not like that.
Two of them. Michigan's not either, regardless of what their record is. That's a career ender. Go there. That's your last. You're not taking Michigan to take something else. I think if you get that job, you've made it to the end of your line.
You definitely said it. We'll be back with Mark Porter. We appreciate Steve stopping by.
See you on the front row.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are back, and as promised, our scout extraordinaire, Mark Porter, joins us. Mark, how's it going on this fine Thursday morning?
It's great. We're week 10 of the high school football season, and it couldn't be going any faster this year.
My daughter will do her final regular season cheerleading this Friday night, and then they've made some changes, so basically everybody makes the playoffs now in Ohio. So
we're going to see a lot of mercy rules in week one.
Very possible one of them will be Oakwood. However, we are not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about Drew Aller, quarterback, class of 22, Medina. Any of you who saw yesterday's top 247 monthly update, it was noteworthy. He is now the number one quarterback in the country, according to the top 247, number 12 overall player, number two player in Ohio, CJ Hicks from Alter is number 11. We have on the site now your offer evaluation of Drew Aller. You went and saw him in person. He was offered on September 8th by the Buckeyes. He is verbally committed to Penn State. Those of you who remember Mike Yersich from Euclid High School and Ohio State assistant coach status recently, he was the key in the recruitment. We're going to get into all of that. You went and saw Drew recently. We have your evaluation up, as I mentioned. You can click on that in this story. Tell us what you saw and ended with a very lofty comparison, but kind of bring us up to speed on where you think Aller is as a prospect, and then maybe compare him to some other guys we've seen come through the state recently.
Yeah, this quarterback position is obviously one of the hardest positions to get offered at. And Drew Aller, if you go back a year or so with him, he was only about a 200 pounder, maybe 210 pounds. He wasn't as big as he is when I saw him last week. I walked in to see him and he's 6'5", 230 pounds. I felt like I was standing next to Troy Aikman or Peyton Manning, some type of NFL, just very thick, very big quarterback. And you could tell that the weight room and everything else he'd been doing, it had all come together. And that's why these evaluations change. You know, a lot of people think, oh, you evaluated him as a sophomore and you said he was this. And, you know, we reserve the right to change that evaluation every year. And so does college coaches. And that's exactly what you saw happen is the alarm bells went off. Drew Aller looks different. He looks stronger. And watching him play, he was as impressive as I've ever seen him. I've seen him in the playoffs versus Mentor last year, and I've seen him a few other times. But this game last week, he was so much more physically gifted, so much more in command, so much more accurate. It just looked like he was at home with his offense, and you could see why the big boys have all come in, like Ohio State, to offer him again.
You mentioned that he is 6'5", 230 pounds, and if you watch the video, he does seem like more of a drop-back guy, but I was actually kind of impressed when I saw him tuck the ball.
You know, compare him to a tight end when he runs the ball. He's not going to run around like a running back or a receiver or Lamar Jackson, but he's like a tight end. And I think on the video, I gave him a little Tim Tebow shout out where in high school and he runs, he is a dual threat between the tackles. He will pound you. And that's talking to high school kids. In college, he's just going to be just as physical. But at 6'5", 230, imagine a tight end catching a ball and running down the field and taking out kids. And he can kind of do the same thing at quarterback. When he's standing in the pocket, he does have the elusiveness and the quickness in his feet. That's not a 40-time thing. That's just something he's worked on with quarterback coaches, shuffling his feet, sliding left to right, where he's going to evade the rush, and he's going to beat you with his eyes and his brain down the field before he does beat you with his feet. But like you said, when he took off a couple of times, it's not a slug out there running. He's an athlete.
You've been doing this long enough in Ohio that you can put this in context, and most of the names that come up quarterback-wise, Braxton Miller, Cardale Jones, more recently Joe Burrow. Those are the ones that are mentioned as kind of the best QBs from the recent era. Where does Aller fit in with those guys, in your opinion, at this stage?
Boy, we're going to slot him right with that group. You know, his arm strength is probably better than Cardell Jones, and I thought he had one of the bigger arms in Ohio. No one's ever going to maybe match the cerebralness of Joe Burrow, but Joe Burrow wasn't 6'5", 230, and did not throw the ball like this. So the cerebralness isn't something that we can measure effectively in high school. We'll see how that pans out in college with Aller. But he could be mentally as apt as Joe Burrow, so I want to put him in that ballpark. Braxton Miller, we're never going to see Aller run around like Braxton. Braxton was a one-of-a-kind tailback receiver type at quarterback. You have Clifford at Penn State right now. He's a different type of quarterback. You had Mitch Trubisky come out. He was a smaller type of quarterback with more of an accuracy thing to him, more of a timing thing to him, where Drew Aller is going to be the big brute, drop back, drive the ball down the middle, drive the ball to the outsides, stand in the middle of the field, and paint both corners on both sidelines, where that defense is going to have to spread out and cover sideline to sideline as long as he's standing in the middle of the field, because he can reach places that a lot of other quarterbacks can't. Austin Appleby, who from North Canton Hoover, who went to Purdue and then transferred to Florida, he had one of the biggest arms in Ohio, and he's with Aller. So as we go back through former quarterbacks, you start hearing these names from the past. Aller is right there with him, if not in front of him, and he should be mentioned in that group. You're not always comparing apples to apples. That's why you put him in that group, because he's not the same as a Braxton Miller, but his talent is certainly there.
So let's get to the crux of the matter here. Aller is verbally committed to Penn State. However, there has been rampant speculation that James Franklin will be leaving Penn State for supposedly greener pastures after this season, to the point where there was a CBS podcast yesterday that was even debating who could possibly replace him. USC has been mentioned, but there will be others. The key relationship for Aller at Penn State is with Mike Yurcich. He could be in the mix for a promotion given what he's done. What do you make of this recruitment? Do you think Ohio State should be pursuing Aller? Is he worth it given that he's committed to Penn State? And then should James Franklin or Mike Yurcich be out in State College? How do you think that would affect things?
Yeah, you know, a couple months ago when we were talking about this, it was Drew Aller or Quinn Ewers. You know, you say Aller, I say Ewer. I thought those guys were very similar, you know, and to see Aller finally get the offer and be put on the same pedestal as Quinn Ewers is quite the compliment there. And I think I'm talking about Quinn Ewers is because when he committed, that opened up the spot for Aller, and it was a no for Aller. He wasn't going to go to Ohio State. He had his relationships at Penn State. There was a log jam of quarterbacks, of young quarterbacks at Ohio State. And so all the math said Drew Aller is going to stay at Penn State. Now, with James Franklin possibly leaving, this is going to shake everything up, and that's why we're here today. If he leaves, all bets are off, and then you're waiting for a new coach, and you have a quarterback in limbo, and now the Ohio State offer becomes more of a home place to go than somewhere where you were afraid to leave Penn State before. And I couldn't blame the kid. Once you have a relationship and you know you're going to be the guy and you're slotted in to play sooner, that seems to be the decision Aller was on. This Yurcich thing, if he was the head coach, I think he would stay at Penn State. I think that relationship's strong. I've been hearing about that for a couple of years, how those two, you know, talk all the time, and he's very comfortable there. But that could be the bomb that blows this whole thing up and plays in Ohio State's favor.
It is something we will definitely keep an eye on. You cannot get a better perspective from a scout or an insider than Mark, and we appreciate him stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.